Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. An event space in Oakland has been defying public health orders and hosting large indoor events for months. And residents are concerned the city isn't doing enough. KLW's David Exumé has the latest.
The Humanist Hall in Oakland has been hosting indoor, in-person events since July. Weddings, birthday parties, wakes, many have exceeded 100 people. Oakland has fined the hall almost $14,000, but the space's manager, David Ortell, has refused to pay the fines. He told the SF Chronicle that people wanted a place to gather and called the virus a bad flu. Now, there have been over 20,000 COVID-19 cases in Alameda County and over 400 deaths. The city hasn't done much about the hall's noncompliance, frustrating council members and neighbors. Police haven't intervened yet, and the city attorney's office still hasn't decided what legal action to take. Ortell's expressed opinions on the virus that health officials have called dangerous, like discouraging mask wearing and calling the pandemic a scam. And while the space is marketed as a safe space towards Black and brown people, Black and Latinx people currently have the highest rates of infection and death from the coronavirus nationwide. Alameda County is still in the orange restrictive tier, but the Humanist Hall has 18 events planned next month. From KLW News, I'm David Exumé.
A federal judge is urging the United States to help find parents deported without kids. The judge is urging the Trump administration to do more to help court-appointed researchers find hundreds of parents who are still separated from their children 3 years after they crossed the U.S.-Mexico border. The judge did not issue the order yesterday, but asked the government to explore ways to make it easier to find the parents. Most of them were deported to their Central American homelands. A court filing revealed this week that researchers have been unable to track down the parents of 545 children. The number is much larger than previously known and has drawn outcry. There's one referendum on this year's ballot, Proposition 25, which will determine whether California bans cash bail. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd has this report.
To understand Prop 25, you have to go back to 2018. Lawmakers voted to abolish the state's cash bail system, giving judges more control over defendants' pretrial release. They'd rely on computerized risk assessments to make their decision. The bail industry swiftly filed a referendum. Now it's up to voters to decide. John Bouters is with the nonprofit Californians for Safety and Justice, a reform group that supports Prop 25, meaning they want to end cash bail.
The cash bail industry is a multi-billion dollar industry that has preyed off of low-income and working families, and particularly communities of color, for a very long time.
He adds that cash bail can result in defendants confessing to crimes they did not commit. Cap Radio had no luck requesting interviews with the No on Prop 25 campaign, or prosecutors and victims' rights groups that also oppose the measure. They argue more defendants on the street could endanger communities. But there's also opposition from some criminal justice reform groups that say Prop 25 does not go far enough. John Raefling is a senior researcher with Human Rights Watch. He says it's problematic that a defendant's release would be based on employment history, education level, and past criminal record.
Because the factors that they're using reflect racial and class bias within our society overall, the risk assessment tools, they're unavoidably discriminatory.
Supporters warn that defeating Prop 25 means the legislature can't pass another law abolishing cash bail. Opponents like Raefling say that's not true. Lawmakers can't pass the exact same law, but they can pursue bail reforms that go further. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
A California appeals court says Uber, Lyft drivers are considered employees instead of independent contractors. This decision is being made less than 2 weeks before voters will be asked to exempt the ride-hailing giants from the state's gig economy law. Yesterday's decision will not have an immediate impact because it doesn't take effect for another 30 days, well after the November 3 vote on Proposition 22. Uber and Lyft have appealed to an August ruling by a San Francisco judge. Treating Uber and Lyft drivers as employees would guarantee benefits such as overtime and sick leave.